But then this Bible verse says the word of God is living. And it's what? Effective. So our power, our strength, where our wisdom and our knowledge and understanding comes from, first has to be from this word of God. First has to be from what God is saying about whatever situation we find ourselves in. Okay, we go on to the second one. And I'll be reading from Psalm 139, verse 7. Psalm 139, verse 7. All right, since I have it here, it says, "Where can I go to escape your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" The second thing I want us to stop and ponder on is you are never alone. You are what? Never alone. The Spirit of the Lord is always there. It says, even if I make my bed in hell, there your presence will find me. It says, wherever I am, it doesn't matter, on the mountaintop, in the valley, it says, what? The Spirit of the Lord is there. It says, where can I go and run from your spirit? It says, where can I flee from your presence? So we need to ponder and stop and listen to God. He says, in the fire I will be with you. With the water I will not allow it to what? Overcome you. So these things we should stop and ponder on. Where can I go? Where can I go that the Spirit of the Lord will not find me? What is it that I might be going through? Oh, I can't pay my tuition. Oh, where is my next meal going to come from? Oh, how am I going to get to that place? Where can I go? What can happen to me that the Lord does not already know about? What can happen to me that the Lord does not already see? He said he sees ahead of us. He sees, he has foresight. We might just, you know, be able to see what today brings or see the next, even the next second. We don't know what's going to happen. But the King of Kings, he has what? Foresight. So he has gone ahead of us. He sees the end even from the beginning. So trusting God and abiding in him and realizing that what we are never, never alone. The Spirit of God is always with us. Another thing I want to bring to us to encourage us today is, it's not over till it's over. Hashtag, you always win. You always win. This lesson I had to learn in a difficult way. Because with life, when life takes us through up and down, up and down, up and down, it's easy to feel like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not going to get a break. Like, I'm always going to be in the valley. When is my mountaintop? When am I going to get to my mountaintop? But it says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Let's read 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. It says, because whatever has been born of God conquers the world. This is the victory that has conquered the world, even our faith. So if you are born of God, if you have the Spirit of the Lord living on the inside of you, you always win. Even when it looks like, oh, I lost that job. Oh, I lost that relationship. Oh, I lost that thing. Oh my gosh, my car was involved in an accident. Even when that happens, even when these things happen, you always win. Even in lack, you always win. Even when you don't know the next step, you what? Always win. Always, always. Even when you are what? On your dying bed and you are literally about to go see Jesus. Even in those moments, you what? You always win. You win even in death because what? Death could not hold him. Death could not hold him down. You know why? Because what? He's what? Seated in heavenly places. And that's where you're going. Even when you leave the earth, that's where you're going. So what? You always, in every situation, you always win. Another thing I want us to consider today and to ponder upon is that God wants to release us. He wants to release us from. He wants to release us of and he wants to release us into. I got this message as I was listening to a message by a pastor. His name is Pastor Michael Todd. And he was talking about release. And he talked about releasing from, of, and into. And I was like, what does this even mean? Like, God, reveal yourself to me. Show me in a way that I can understand. And I'm going to be reading from Isaiah 46, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. It says, I will be the same until your old age, and I will bear you up when you turn gray. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will bear and save you. God wants to release us from. He wants to release us from our sin. He wants to release us from the things that easily beset us, those sins that easily beset us. He wants to release us from the things that hold us down, from fear, from anxiety, from depression. God wants to release us from those things. But more than that, he wants to release us of. You see, there are certain things and certain ways of doing life that it's almost like he has been passed down from generation to generation. My mom's mom did it this way. My dad's dad did it this way. So as a result, this is the way to go. But then you see some of those mentalities and some of those ways of thinking, the Lord wants to release us off them. He wants to say, no, this can no longer work. This can no longer be the way as to which you do your life, the way you live life. Another thing, God wants to release us into. So you see, he wants to take away all these things, take away all these mentalities and ways of thinking. And when he does that, then he can release us into the promise. Then he can release us into the place that he's taking us to. Then he can unleash the blessings on us from glory to glory. But first, there are some things that we need to let go of. But however, release is God's desire. So God's desire for me is that I live a life that is free, free from shame, free from everything that is not of him. However, even if it is his desire, it's my decision. So what I have to choose to let God set me free. I have to choose to let go of, you see, as I'm holding this microphone, if somebody were to come and say, Tolu, take, I have a big teddy bear for you. Take this teddy bear. It's Valentine's season. Take this teddy bear and hold on to it. I cannot fully grasp and fully hold on to that teddy bear until I let go of this microphone. Do you see what I'm saying? I cannot fully lay hold of the promise, lay hold of what God has said over me, oh, you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. I cannot fully lay hold of those things until I first let go of the things that are tying me down. Let go of the things that say, oh, Tolu, no, you are a failure and you are going to continue to be a failure. Until I let go of those thoughts, let go of those way of thinking, there's no way I can lay hold of what God is saying to me. I'm going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. If there's anybody there, you can read as well. Hebrews 12, yes. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You see, that Bible verse says what? Let us. The us here is you and me. It says what? Let us lay aside every weight. So the responsibility of laying aside, of letting go, is on you. It's on me. That's not God's desire. Is, oh, okay, I want to bless my child. Okay, I want to set her free. But you see, the thing is, if you hold on to what God, the very thing God is saying, let go of, The very relationship that God is saying, Tolu, let go of. The very thing, the very place. Let's say you've been comfortable in a certain place, but God is telling you, move to a different place. I have more. I have better for you. You cannot get to the better. You cannot get to the better place or the better person or the better situation if you don't first lay aside everything that the Lord is telling you to lay aside. Let go of it. You cannot get to the promise. So this is something I think that we should reflect on. What are you holding on to? What's the thing that has you? What is it? Where are your treasures? Look deep on the inside of you and ask God, God, what are you telling me in this season to let go of? What mentality, what thing am I doing that is not pleasing in your sight and you are telling me to let go of it? The next thing I want to focus on is looking at Psalm 141 verse 8. Psalm 141 verse 8. Amen. It says what? But my eyes look to you, Lord God. I seek refuge in you. You do not let me die. So looking at this from this Bible passage, I want us to pay attention to the fact that what we focus on matters. Where are you looking at? Your eyes. What are they fixed on? Colossians says, I set my eyes on Colossians 3. Where are you looking at? What direction are you looking at? Your right, your left, or are you looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? Are you looking at man? Are you looking at my mom, my dad, and what they can do for me? Or are you looking at Jesus and what he can do for you? So what we focus on, it matters. Where we lay our treasures, where we fix our eyes, it matters. The next thing I want us to focus on is Philippians 4 verse 11. Philippians 4 verse 11. It says, I don't say this out of need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I bring this Bible verse to us to consider. It says what Paul here says, that he has learned to be content in whatever state, whatever situation he finds himself in, he has learned to be content. Today I want to bring to us to consider and reflect on, what does contentment mean? In this phase I'm in of my life, how is the Lord calling me to be content? Because especially now in this day where it's very easy to see what's going on in another person's life. They post it all over on Facebook, Instagram, social media. You can see what's going on. However, and as a result of that, it's very easy for us to be like, God, what are you doing with my life? Like, that person has a Bentley and I only have a Toyota. What's going to happen? Like, I want a Bentley too. But you see, the Bible and Paul here says that I have learned to be content in whatever situation I find myself in. So the Bible here is telling us that we need to be content and be happy today. You see, growing up, I don't know where I picked up this mentality from, but in my head I felt like once I'm married, I'm set. Like, everything, like life is just going to align itself and everything is going to be all right. So for me, my end goal was, okay, I have to do this so that I'm a good wife, so that I am in the process of becoming a good wife. But then with this Bible verse, it was almost like I was convicted in the sense of, it was almost like I was looking at being married as my end goal. And it's like, oh, when I'm married, then I'll be happy. Oh, when I have that job, then I'll be happy. Oh, when I move out of Cleveland, then I'll be happy. Oh no, when I get that admission, that's when I'll be happy. But this Bible verse is telling us, no. right now, with your current situation, you need to be what? Content. Right now, right where you are, with the little, the two loaves of bread and the, how many fishes? Three fishes? Five fishes. Exactly. Five fishes. Three. Five loaves, two fish. I had it the other way around. Thank you so much. Oh, believers in Christ. Praise God. So no, with the five loaves and the two fish, I choose to be content. I learn, even if it means I have to rewire my, I'm not married yet, but in my singleness, I am happy. In my singleness, I am happy and joyful because what? All things work together for good because what? God is doing a good work down on the inside of me. I don't need any other person to make me happy. I don't need my situations to get better. Now, right now, I choose to be happy. The next thing I want us to consider today is that God is a God of endless possibilities. That were all things, everything. This year we've been praying for what? Big miracles. Things, for the things that we think are what? Impossible. We've been praying for those things to become possible. I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. If you're there, you can read it.
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Praise God. With God, all things are possible. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. You see, we get stuck when we feel like there's only one possible outcome to any situation that we find ourselves in, and that outcome is bad. So in our minds, we're already like, yeah, that's not going to work. There's no way I'm going to make it out of here. There's no way that the Lord is going to come through. So we just get, as a result, we just like, okay, since there's no hope, I'm just going to resign and just let it go. I'm not going to, you know, strive to walk in what God is calling me to walk in. But this Bible verse here says that with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Today, I want to encourage us to start changing and what? Transforming the way we think about our situations. You see, all things are possible with Christ, but first it starts in our mind. Do you believe, do you truly believe that all things are possible with Christ? It says that there are endless possibilities in Christ. And in any situation we find ourselves in, it's very easy to look at the storm. It's very easy. It's like, oh my gosh. Like it's almost like the challenge keeps like dancing in front of you. Like it's like, hey, look at me. Yes, you don't have a job. Yes, you know. That car, you haven't gotten it yet. Oh, you know, you want that promotion. I'm sorry. They're sitting on your promotion. So it's very easy for us to pay attention and look at the storm. But like I said before, what we focus on matters. So in our minds, we first need to change that and say, God, you said in your word that I am the head and not the tail. You said in your word that I am above only and not beneath. You said in your word that no evil, every tongue that rises up against me on the day of judgment, that it shall be condemned. So reiterating these things and reminding ourselves that there are endless possibilities with Christ. That no, this is not going to end in downfall. This is not going to end in shame. But the Lord is going to pull me out of this and I am going to be an overcomer. The next thing for us to consider is you cannot give what you don't have. Matthew chapter 22 verse 39. It says we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I truly believe that there's a reason why the Bible says this, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I was speaking at Daughters of Zion, and I reminded us at that time that there is no way, because we're talking about unconditional love, since this is the Valentine's season. But there is no way to give what you do not have. There is no way to fight for somebody else if you haven't first fought for yourself. There is no way for you to be an encouragement to somebody else if you have not yet learned how to encourage yourself. There is no way for you to truly love somebody else if you have not first learned how to truly love yourself. So you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give what you do not have. Another thing I want us to consider today is in our relationship with the body of Christ. So I've spoken about our relationship with God. God is our source. He's our strength. He's the one who will never leave us nor forsake us. We always win as long as we are in God. It says that God wants to release us and release all the blessings that he has. And then our relationship with ourselves, we have to learn how to love ourselves. We have to learn how to focus and fix our mind on what God is saying. So now I've spoken about our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves. Now I want to talk about our relationship with the body of Christ. And I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. If you're there, you can read. Amen. Amen. It says, but let your word yes be yes, and let your no be no. Anything more than this is from the evil one. You see, this particular Bible verse, the Lord has really been teaching me about it. Because I'd heard like messages about this, and I'd been like, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for me at this stage in my life? And I can honestly say what I've been gleaning from this Bible verse is there is a need for boundaries and non-negotiables. Like, it's a no. Like, there's no, oh, maybe yes, maybe no. Okay, yes today, no tomorrow, mm-mm. If it's a yes, it is a yes. If it is a no, it's a no. It's very easy in our journey to compromise, especially when like we're under pressure and like, yeah, things are tough, things are difficult. It's very easy to, oh yeah, I said I wouldn't do that yesterday, but because of this, and this, I think it's okay that I do it today. But the Bible here is saying, let your yes be your yes, and let your no be your no. So I said that for this Bible verse, I gleaned that there is a need for non-negotiables and there is a need for boundaries. This word of God has given us several things. It says, do not lie, do not cheat, do not commit adultery, do not look lustfully at your fellow brother's wife. These are like dogmas that the Spirit of the Lord, through his inspiration, has written in this word of God. So their dogmas meaning is either a no or is a yes. There's no wiggle room here. So, but in our personal lives too, we need to have those non-negotiables. We need to look at ourselves and be like, yeah, I'm never going to do that, and that stands. And that truly comes from experience. There are certain things that we go through in life, and it's like, yeah, the Lord has told me, Tolu, do not do this. Tolu, yes, you are allowed to do this, but this one, do not do it. So, and we need to be able to stand by that. Sometimes we feel like, oh, if I say this, then it makes me look like, oh, I'm not, how do I put this? Like, I'm not loving, or I'm not being able to understand my fellow human beings, or things like that. But it's like, no, there are benefits in having non-negotiables. There are benefits in setting boundaries as we relate with our, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ. There are benefits in saying, you know what, I'm not going to accept this from anybody. And at the same time, I'm not going to give this to anybody. So it's like you cannot, like I said, you can't give what you don't have. So if with yourself you're already disciplined, you're already walking in line with what God says, if anybody else comes to you and tries to be like, oh yeah, Tolu, let's do this. Oh yeah, Kamal, yeah, let's go there. Because you've already worked with God on the inside of you, your non-negotiables cannot shake. Do you see what I'm saying? So even when the temptations come, like for instance, Jesus Christ, the evil one told him, oh yeah, turn stone to bread. You're hungry. Turn stone to bread. But he already settled down on the inside of him that what? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So even when the temptation came, he had already settled it down on the inside of him, like me and God. Yeah. We see each other. This is not going to change. So no matter the pressure, no matter whoever comes to me and tries to change that, it's not going to change. Because for me personally, I used to think that, oh, if I set this rule and say, I'm never going to do that, do not speak to me that way, do not bring that to me, I used to think that, then that means like, you know, I'm not trying to understand my fellow human being, or that means like I'm a bad person. But as I continue to progress and grow in the Lord, I'm beginning to realize that if I do not have this non-negotiables, if I do not have these boundaries, I would fall for anything. Literally, when the storm comes, I'll just be like this, and I won't be able to stand. Do you understand me? So like, we need these things to set us apart. God says that what we are called, we are royal priesthood. People who are royalty, there are certain things they cannot do. There are certain clothes they cannot wear. There are certain meals they cannot eat. There are certain people that, excuse me, sir, you're not allowed in this vicinity. I'm so sorry. There are certain things that they cannot do because why? They are royalty. So we need to see ourselves as royalty. There are certain things, and it's not a matter of, oh, I'm proud, or it's not a matter of, I'm not, you know, being Roman to the Romans. No, but there are certain things that are non-negotiable for us as believers. Like if we claim to be believers, there are things that we should not be doing. There are places that we should never find ourselves in. There are situations and relationships that we should never have, because why? We are royal priesthood. We are royalty. So with all of this, I bring to us to consider and to reflect on these things. God, where are you telling me to change? God, where are you telling me to let, what are you telling me to let go of? Who are you telling me to cut ties with? Who are you telling me to go to and minister to and pray for? What are you telling me to fix my mind on? It's not over till it's over. God, give me the strength. So on that note, let us rise in the presence of the Lord. If the choir can come, please come. Let's begin to talk to our Father in heaven. Converse with him. He wants to hear from you today. He wants to hear from you today. He wants you to surrender. He wants you to let it go. Let go of the unforgiveness. Let go of the bitterness. Let go of the anger. Let go of the shame. Let go of the disappointment. The Spirit of the Living God wants you to let it go. Because he's ready, he's always ready to unleash his blessings on you. Converse with your Father in heaven today. Tell him that you need him. Tell him that you need him, that you do not know what is to come, you don't know the next steps, that only he can be your guide. That he's your strength, he's your source, he's your power. Without him, you are powerless. If he doesn't do it, it cannot be done. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find that there is none like you. Say, there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else, no one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Say, you provide the fire. And now provide the sacrifice. And you provide the spirit. And I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up,
fill me up,
fill me up,
fill me up,
fill me up, God. Tell God to fill you up this day. Tell Him that you cannot do it without Him. That you cannot walk in the path that He has created for you without Him. Tell Him that you are desperate for Him. That there is just no way you will get to your promised land without Him. Tell Him that you don't know how to let it go. Tell Him to teach you how to let it go. Tell Him to teach you how to forgive. Tell Him to teach you how. Speak to your Father in heaven this morning. I want us to speak to our Father this morning. Because God is a gentleman. He will not force you. You have to make the decision to seek His face. You have to make the decision to surrender everything, every area of your life. Yes, that area that you're finding it difficult to surrender. Yes, He wants that part too. I surrender all to you, God, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, God, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Sing with me. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. All I need is you. All I need is you. Oh, all I need is you, Jesus. All I need is you. Talk to the Lord today, because all you need is Him. All I need is you, Jesus. All I ever needed is you, Jesus. All I need is you. All I need, all I need is you.
All I need is you, Jesus. All I need is you. You're the only one, Jesus. All I need is you. I'm desperate, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty for you, Lord. All I need is you. Only you can set me free, Jesus. All I need is you. Only you can favor me, Jesus. All I need is you. I live, move, and have my being in you. All I need is you. Everything I need, all I need is you. Jesus. Jesus. We humble ourselves before your throne of mercy today. God, we come as your children. God, we come as the ones, Father, Lord, that you have chosen. God, you called us. God, you chose us. God, even when we were in our mess, God, you called us. You chose us, oh God. And you said, I have a plan for you. You say that your thoughts towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end. God, you said you want to release us. God, you said you want to purify us. So God, we humble ourselves before your throne of mercy, O God. Asking God that you do a work down on the inside of us. God, as we reflect on our lives, God, as we reflect on our decisions, God, as we reflect on our actions, God in heaven, we ask that you do a work down on the inside of us. God, that eyes have not seen. God, that ears have not heard. God, neither has it come to the imagination of man. The people that you are creating us and that you are making us to become. God, the people that we are becoming, God, eyes have not seen. God, the daughters, oh God, that you are creating us to be, God, ears have not heard. God, the sons of valor, Father, Lord, neither has it come to the imagination of man. God, what you are going to do, what you are doing, on the inside of us. God, we will bear fruit. God, if there be any way that we have fallen short of your glory, God, we ask for forgiveness. God, we ask for forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that you purify our hearts, God. God, we release and we let go, Father. God, we say, have your way. Have your way in us, oh God. God, we give you the freedom, God, to do with us as you will. God, have your way. God, if there be anyone here in this place, oh God, that is struggling with one thing or the other, God, on account of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, if there be anybody here, oh God, that needs to be set free, God, Jesus, I pray, Lord, that every chain right now that is holding anybody down here, oh God, Jesus, let that chain be broken. God, as we worship you, oh God, God, as we reflect and as we look down on the inside of us, as we wait on you, oh God, Jesus, let every chain be broken. God, let everything that is not of you, God, let it be taken away. Jesus, the places, oh God, that we thought, Father, Lord, that we can never get to. God Jesus, you are a God of impossibilities. God, you are the God who makes all things possible in due season. So, dear Lord, every impossibility in the life of your children today, God, on account of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, let those things become possible. God, let those things become possible. God, Jesus, you see each and every person here. You see their families. You see their worries. You see their anxieties. God, you see them. You see them, God, to the core of who we are. God, where can we run to? God, where can we run to? God, even if we make our bed in hell, God, dear, your presence will find us. Jesus, set people free today, oh God. Whatever it is, oh God, free from addiction, free from depression, free from anxiety, free from pornography, free from anything that is not of you, oh God. God, touch our bodies today, oh God. If there be anyone here, Father Lord, that is sick, God, let your healing power touch them right now. God, because when you touch us, God, we cannot remain the same. Touch each and every one of us, oh God. Touch our minds, oh God. God, renew our minds, oh God. God, touch our hearts today. God, if there be anyone here that came in with a broken and contrite heart, oh God, I speak healing, oh God. Father, I speak healing, oh God. God, visit us. Come to our homes, oh God. Come to our situation, oh God. We cannot do this without you, oh God. God, we can't live without you. We can't be without you. Our very existence, oh God, is from you. You created us. You know us, oh God. God, let us not leave here the same. God, Jesus, let these words, Father Lord, these words that have been spoken, God, let it not stand against us on the day of judgment. God, let it not stand against us on the day of judgment, oh God. But Lord, let this word fall on fertile ground, oh God. God, and let it yield forth fruit, oh God, as we meditate. God, as we look upon the way we do life, oh God. Jesus, let us bear fruit, oh God. God, we don't want to be cut away. So God, help us, oh God. Help us bear fruit for your kingdom, for your name, for your glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. God, as we leave here, we don't leave your presence. God, let your work, Father Lord, let it continue, oh God, in our lives, in our family. God, let this week, oh God, let us remember you. Let us remember that you are our source, you are our strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, God. You are a good, good Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.